Morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹, 早晨.
You seem very quiet this morning.
大家好像很安静.
Thank the Lord that we are in His house.
多谢主,让我们可以来到祂的家当中.
That we can come here and worship together.
我们可以一同的来敬拜祂.
For it is truly a privilege to be under His headship.
我们实在是我们的 荣誉能够可以活在他的身体里面.
This morning I'd like to share with you about the matter of service.
今天早上要和大家交通关于服侍这件事情.
Specifically displayed in the life of Elisha and two men.
特别是在以利沙和两个人身上面.
And the name of these two men were Naaman and Gehazi.
这两个人的名字就是拉曼和基哈西.
They were both servants.
他们两个都是仆人.
One was of a high esteem, high position.
一个是在一个很高的地位, 是被人去尊重的.
The other was one who was rather obscure, hidden.
另一个可能是比较隐蔽.
One was a Gentile.
一个是外邦人.
And one was a Jew.
一个是以色列人.
Turn with me into your Bibles, please, to the book of 2 Kings, chapter 5.
我们请打开圣经《列王记下》第五章.
I'd like us to read together the first 15 verses.
愿意从大家读头那15节.
2 Kings chapter 5, verses 1 through 15.
列王记下第五章第1至第15节.
Please listen as I read.
请听我读.
Now Naaman, captain of the army of the king of Aram, was a great man with his master, and highly respected, because by him the Lord had given victory to Aram. The man was also a valiant warrior, but he was a leper. Now the Arameans had gone out in bands and had taken captive a little girl from the land of Israel, and she waited on Naaman's wife, and she said to her mistress, I wish that my master were with the prophet who is in Samaria, and he would cure him of his leprosy. And Naaman went in and told his master, saying, Thus and thus spoke the girl who is from the land of Israel. Then the king of Aram said, Go now, and I will send a letter to the king of Israel. And he departed and took with him 10 talents of silver and 6,000 shekels of gold and 10 changes of clothes. And he brought the letter to the king of Israel, saying, And now, as this letter comes to you, behold, I have sent Naaman, my servant, to you, that you may cure him of his leprosy. And it came about when the king of Israel read the letter that he tore his clothes and said, Am I God to kill and to make alive that this man is sending word to me to cure a man of his leprosy? But consider now and see how he is seeking a quarrel against me. And it happened when Elisha, the man of God, heard that the king of Israel had torn his clothes, that he sent word to the king saying, Why have you torn your clothes? Now let him come to me and he shall know that there is a prophet in Israel. So Naaman came with his horses and his chariots and stood at the doorway of the house of Elisha. And Elisha sent a messenger to him saying, Go and wash in the Jordan 7 times, and your flesh shall be restored to you, and you shall be clean. But Naaman was furious and went away and said, Behold, I thought he will surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God and wave his hand over the place and cure the leper. Are not Abana and Parphar, the rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? Can I not wash in them and be clean? So he turned and went away in a rage. Then his servants came near and spoke to him and said, My father, had the prophet told you to do some great thing, would you not have done it? How much more then when he says to you, Wash and be clean? So he went down and dipped himself 7 times in the Jordan, according to the word of the man of God, and his flesh was restored like the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. When he returned to the man of God with all his company and came and stood before him, he said, Behold now, I know that there is no God in all the earth but in Israel. So please take a present from your servant now.
第1至第15节. 亚兰王的元帅拉曼在他主人面前为尊为大，因耶和华曾藉着他使亚兰人得胜，他又是大能的勇士，只是长了大麻风。先前亚兰人成群的出去，从以色列国掳了一个小女子，这女子就服侍拉曼的妻，他对主母说：巴不得我主人去见撒玛利亚的先知，必能治好他的大麻风。拉曼进去告诉他主人说：以色列国的女子如此如此说。 亚兰王说：你可以去，我也达信于以色列王。于是拉曼带银子10他连得，金子6000，衣裳10套就去了。且带信给以色列王说： 我打发神仆拉曼去见你，你接了这信就要治好他的大麻风。以色列人王看了信，就撕裂衣服说，我岂是神，能使人死使人活呢？这人竟打发人来叫我治好他的大麻风。你们看一看，这人何以曾隙攻击我呢？神人以利沙看见以色列王撕裂衣服，就打发人去见王说，你为什么撕裂了衣服呢？可使那人到我这里来，他就知道以色列中有先知了。于是拉曼带着车马到了以利沙的家，站在门前。以利沙打发一个使者对拉曼说，你去在约旦河中淋浴七回，你的肉就必恢复而得洁净。拉曼却发怒走了，说，我想他必定出来见我，站着求告耶和华他的名，在患处以上摇手治好这大麻风。大马色的河阿巴拿和法尔法岂不比以色列的一切水更好吗？我在那里沐浴不得洁净吗？于是气愤愤的转身去了。他的仆人进前来对他说，我父啊，先知若吩咐你作一件大事，你可不作呢？何况说你去沐浴而得洁净呢？于是拉曼下去，照着神人的话，在约旦河沐浴七回，他的肉恢复好像小孩子的肉，他就洁净了。拉曼带着一切跟随他的人回到神人那里，站在他面前说，如今我知道除了以色列之外，普天下没有神，现在求你收点仆人的礼物。
Let's bow our heads and return to the Lord in prayer.
我们请低头向主祈祷。
Father, we thank you so much for your words.
父，多谢你给我们的话。
We thank you that your words are living.
多谢你的话是活的。
And it provides us with the direction.
你供应我们，带领我们。
We want to commit ourselves to you this morning.
今天早上再一次将我们交在你手中。
And the time that we have.
也都将这段时间交在你手里面。
That truly that we would learn to have a servant's heart, a servant's ear.
使我们能够学习一个做仆人的心，也都有做仆人的耳朵。
That we would be attentive and listen.
使我们能够专心的去听。
We ask that you would speak to us this morning.
求你向我们说话。
For thy servant heareth.
就在这里请你讲。
In Christ's name we pray.
祈祷是奉耶稣基督的名求。
Amen. The story in 2 Kings chapter 5 is a story that I think some of us, if not many of us, have heard before.
相信刚才所读的故事大家都很多人都很熟悉的。
It's a story about Naaman and Gehazi.
是讲到拉曼和基哈西的故事。
And here in the first 15 verses we have read about this first servant, this first individual.
我们在第一至第十五节我们看到第一个仆人。
Naaman, he was a captain.
乃曼他是一个元帅来的。
He was a great man.
他是一个大能的勇士。
And highly respected, a valiant warrior.
他被人尊重的是一个勇士来的。
He was skilled.
他是很有技巧的。
He had accomplished much.
他亦都是战胜了很多场仗。
The Lord had given him victory.
主给他在很多场仗里面胜利。
Now, as great as he was still accountable to one man.
但是即使他是这么伟大他仍然要向一个人去交账的。
And that one man was the king of Aram.
这个交账的人就是阿兰王。
For Aram was his master. King of Aram was his master.
因为阿兰王就是他的主人。
From a worldly perspective,
从一个世界的角度睇
Naaman was perhaps just about everything that we would ever want to be.
相信乃曼是一个我哋每一人都系喺梦寐以求可以做到嘅一个人。
Or perhaps spoken another way, he's everything that maybe we want our children to be.
或者换句话嚟讲我哋都希望我哋嘅儿女好似乃曼咁样嘅。
For who would not want greatness and respect for their children?
有边个唔想佢哋嘅儿女可以被其他人尊重咧
？But Naaman had one little problem.
但系乃曼有一个少少嘅问题。
At least outwardly, he had one little problem.
佢外表有一少少嘅问题。
And we will learn as we go through this passage that inwardly he had a much greater problem.
但系当我哋读呢个故事嘅时候我哋见到佢里面有一个更大嘅问题。
Outwardly, he was a leper.
佢外表睇佢係一個長大麻風嘅人。
He had this disfiguring skin disease.
佢有一個好差嘅皮膚病。
And it was a disease that had a social stigma associated with it.
而这个皮肤病是被社会来去歧视的。
It was a stigma, it was a condition where individuals would really have to hide this disease or hide themselves away from people.
因为如果在那时候社会你有这个病的话，这些人是要被隔离的。
So of course this would be something that he would not want to be let known to the masses.
所以我相信乃曼他是不希望被其他人知道他有这个病的。
For he may have been rejected as an outcast at that point in time.
因为如果被人知道的话，其他人一定会去唾弃他。
So we learn in reading these first few verses that Naaman wanted to take some action.
在这几节的经文里面，我们看到乃曼希望去做一些事。
He was willing. He listened to this little servant girl.
他是愿意去听这个以色列的小女子。
Who wished that his master, that her master would be able to meet this prophet who was in Samaria.
这个以色列的小女子希望她的主人乃曼去见这个撒玛利亚的先知。
Because this prophet could provide a cure.
因为这个先知能够医好她。
So Naaman heard of this from his wife, and then he went to the king.
所以乃曼就从他太太中听到这个消息，所以他就去到阿兰王的面前。
And so the king thought, well, this is a good idea. Why not? I'll send Naaman out to the king of Israel, and I'll send him with his letter.
阿兰王就觉得这个是好主意，所以他就差遣乃曼去到以色列王那里。
So then, of course, Naaman goes. He goes with all his silver and gold. He goes with his entourage, all the chariots and men, and he goes and meets Elisha.
所以乃曼就带着很多的金银和他的兵马去到以色列里面去见以色列王。
So in this account, we can come and see that Naaman was a man who had many expectations.
所以在这段的经文里面，我们看到乃曼他心里面是充满着期望的。
He was a great man.
他是一个很伟大的人。
And oftentimes, great men have great expectations.
通常伟大的人通常就充满着期望。
And that is what can make a man great.
因为这样的性格就是使这个人成为一个伟大的人。
That he has a lot of expectations, so he has a lot of demands.
他有很多的期望，他要求很多。
And so he sees to it that these demands and these expectations are met.
所以他期望他所要求的是能够成就。
And then in doing so, he becomes great.
当他所要求成就过来的时候，他就成为一个伟大的人了。
His first expectation was that this king's letter, this letter that the king sent with him, would win him favor.
他第一个期望就是他期望阿兰王那封信能够使他在以色列王面前得到喜悦。
That the king of Aram would be able to persuade and convince or maybe pressure the king of Israel to be able to allow him to cure Naaman of his leprosy.
乃曼期望阿兰王这封信能够使以色列王去容许乃曼得到医治。
But we read in verse 7 that this letter actually did quite the opposite.
但是我们在第七节见到这封信的效果是弄巧反拙的。
It was actually something rather preposterous.
是完全是乃曼是期望以外的。
That the king was thinking that he must have been crazy. Am I a god to kill and to make alive?
原来以色列王的反应就是说，我不是神，我怎么能使一个死了的人复活呢？
No man can do this.
没有一个人能够可以医好你的大麻风。
So thankfully there was Elisha.
但是感谢主以利沙在这里。
And he came to the rescue.
以利沙来到去拯救以色列王。
So the king sent Naaman off to Elisha.
以色列王就差派乃曼去到以色列人以利沙面前。
And Naaman came with riches. Much riches.
乃曼是带着很多的金银珠宝来到以利沙那里。
He had some sort of expectation that he would be able to pay for this type of service.
乃曼就期望佢能夠用金銀嚟去支付呢一個嘅醫治。
That if one talent was not enough, then he could pay two talents. If two was not enough, then he could pay three talents.
如果一個他連德唔夠去俾呢個醫藥費，可以用兩個他連德。如果兩個唔得嘅話，可以用三個。
There's really no price too high.
喺乃曼心目中，佢係冇一個金額，佢係唔能夠支付嘅。
I don't know if we appreciate how much money he took with him.
我諗大家唔係好想像到乃曼帶著有幾多嘅錢。
10 talents of silver.
10個他連德。
That's 750 pounds of silver.
係70萬英磅嘅金。
750 pounds of silver.
750磅嘅金。
Worth $250,000 today.
係今日嘅世界係25萬。
That was just small change.
對於乃曼嚟講係嗰啲好瑣碎嘅零錢嚟嘅啫。
6,000 shekels.
係6,000個舍客勒。
That was equivalent to 150 pounds of gold.
係150磅嘅金。
Worth $3 million.
係300萬美金。
And then there was the clothing.
之後有衣裳。
Now if it were my clothing, it wouldn't be worth much.
可能我今日所著嘅衣裳可能唔係好值好多錢。
But others of you, I've seen the way you dress.
但係我見到在當中，你著得好光鮮。
That would have been worth a lot.
相信係值更多嘅金錢。
So Naaman, he had all the resources.
所以乃曼佢有所有嘅資源。
He thought perhaps with these resources he could pay his way to a cure.
所以佢就期望用呢啲嘅資源能夠去支付佢嘅醫藥費。
Now note the way that he came to meet Elisha in verse 9.
喺第九節我哋特別留意乃曼點樣嚟到以利沙家嘅當中。
He came with his horses and his chariots.
佢帶著車馬。
This man was a man of power and prestige.
呢一個乃曼係充滿著權力嘅。
No, the king's letter couldn't win him. If the money could not win him, then certainly his prestige and power could win him.
如果乃曼王嘅信唔能夠使佢得到醫治，即使佢嘅金銀唔能夠得到佢醫治，佢嘅權力一定可以使佢得到醫治。
He's looking to make an impression.
佢係帶著車馬，要係嚟到，去將佢嘅權柄係彰顯出嚟。
And what an impression it must have been.
咁實在呢一個場面係好震撼。
Because Naaman was no small individual.
因為乃曼唔係一個好平庸嘅一個人。
So he was the captain of the army of the king of Aram.
佢係亞蘭王軍嘅元帥。
The chariots and the horses, they must have been outfitted.
嗰啲車馬一定係帶著軍裝嘅。
You know, they were not just plain wooden chariots, and it just weren't normal horses.
唔係普通嘅馬，唔係普通嘅馬車。
They probably had all this glory and splendor displayed on them.
相信呢啲車馬全部都係被金镶起嘅。
So Naaman, he came with on horses and chariots with an entourage with his men, with his servants.
所以乃曼就帶著呢啲車馬同埋佢嘅兵丁嚟到以利沙家裏面。
All with the hope that he would be able to impress Elisha.
佢嘅期望就係呢啲嘅兵馬能夠使以利沙能夠可以醫治佢。
And then we can read some more of his expectations in verse 11.
喺第十一節嗰度，我哋可以繼續睇下佢裏面有咩多啲嘅期望。
So now that he was before this prophet of Israel, all the prophet of Israel had to do was just to come out and call on the name of the Lord and wave his hand, and then his leprosy would be cured.
咁佢就期望嚟到呢個先知，呢個期望呢個先知能夠求告耶和華名，喺患難上搖下手，咁就能夠醫好佢嘅大麻風。
He thought it was just something that would be so simple.
乃曼佢認為呢個醫治係一件好簡單嘅事情。
But we read that he was greatly disappointed, not only disappointed but really furious, enraged.
但係我哋睇到佢係好失望嘅，唔單止失望，佢係好氣憤嘅。
And he responded and said, are not Abana and Parpha, the rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel?
他就回答大马士革里面的河，阿伯拉、法以法那些河，不是比以色列的约旦河更大吗？
For Elisha had told him to go and wash in the river Jordan.
因为以利沙是吩咐乃曼在约旦河里面沐浴。
And the River Jordan, why would one ever want to go and wash in there?
有誰想在約旦河裡去沖涼呢?
That's like one of the dirtiest rivers.
是世界裡面相信是最骯髒的一條河.
It was at the bottom.
是在地勢的下面.
You know, all the junk and the debris flowed down there. It flooded over frequently. It's full of silt, mud, dirt.
所有垃圾都流到去河底的.
How could that ever make one clean?
這條河怎樣可以使一個人潔淨呢?
But the rivers in Damascus, oh, those are clean. Up in the mountains.
但是大馬士革的河，那些在山上面的河，那些就乾淨了。
Where the water is pure and crystal clear.
那些水是很清潔的。
This would have made sense.
如果在那些河那裡沖涼，我們就一定得到醫治了。
But once again, we see that Naaman was to be disappointed. His expectations were not to be met.
但是我們再一次看到乃曼他是失望，他的期望是達不到。
For God does not always respond in some logical manner.
因為神不是很多時候都是用一些很熟邏輯的來去回答人的需要。
It's not based on human reasoning.
他不是靠著人的邏輯的。
So Naaman, he went off in a rage. He was furious.
所以乃曼他很憤怒的，然後離開。
Not only had he not been healed, but he had not even been attended to, nor really respected.
他不單止得不到醫治，他覺得他得不到他所應當得到的尊重。
Because Elisha, in fact, had not even actually come out to speak with him.
因為原來以利沙自己都沒有走出來去見乃曼。
But instead, Elisha just sent a messenger, a servant, out to meet him.
原來以利沙只是打發一個使者來去見乃曼嘅啫。
Oh, but thank the Lord that he is so gracious.
但係感謝主，神係充滿憐憫嘅。
That even when we run away from him in a rage.
即使人係氣沖沖嘅離開。
That God still gives us a second chance.
但係神係俾第二次嘅機會我哋。
Because God loves us so much.
因為神是如何的愛我們。
And He wants to reveal Himself to us in such a greater way.
他願意將他自己向我們更多的顯露出來。
You know, it's unclear whether Naaman knew that he was used by God, that the Lord had given him victory back in verse 1.
我們相信乃曼可能他不知道原來是神藉著亞蘭王使他得到
You know, the Lord uses us sometimes in hidden ways, unbeknownst ways.
大家知道神很多時候是用一些隱蔽的事情來去使用我們。
But the Lord wants to work in even greater ways, in ways that we would know about.
神是希望藉著我們去做一些更高的事情。
And so God reveals Himself and gives us second chances to know Him.
所以神是將祂自己向我們顯露，使我們有第二次的機會。
You know, if the Lord had answered Naaman and had cured him in this way, then God would not have reaped the results that He wanted.
大家知不知道，如果神真的達到了乃曼的期望的時候，神就得不到祂所當得的榮耀。
Naaman would have been a man who was still in change except for his leprosy.
乃曼即使得到醫治，他仍然是裡面得不到改變。
I mean, perhaps he would have been a few hundred pounds of silver and gold poorer.
可能他真的要花300磅的金來去得到醫治，但相信他是不會介意。
But he still would have been a man who was full of himself.
他仍然會是一個充滿自己的一個人。
He still would have had so much pride.
他仍然是充滿著驕傲。
But God wants to change us. He wants to work us over completely.
但是神是希望改变我们，要是完全将我们改变过来。
And so in some cases, he needs to break man down.
所以在很多时候，他是要将人是破碎。
He doesn't just want a small part of us.
他不是只是想在我们当中得到少少的一部分。
But he wants all of us.
但是他想得到我们的完全。
He wants our spirit, he wants our soul, he wants our body.
他希望得到我们的灵、魂和身体。
He just doesn't want us to be cleansed externally on the outside, but he wants our hearts, that which is from within.
他不单只希望我们的外面的身体得到洁净，他希望洁净拯救我们的里面。
And so when he does have our heart, then he will have our service.
所以当我们有这个心的时候，我们就有服侍了。
God was so gracious to this man Naaman.
神对乃曼是如何的充满怜悯。
And we can see how he worked and spoke to him.
我们在这里看到神是怎样向乃曼说话。
It was once again through the word of a servant, or in this case, servants.
在这里是藉着乃曼几个仆人向他说话。
This time it wasn't that little girl from Israel, but this time it was a group of his servants.
今次不是藉着一个以色列的小女子向他说话, 今次他是藉着乃曼的
They told him to go wash and be clean.
这一班仆人就叫乃曼去沐浴啦，而去得到医治啦。
God is not asking you to do anything great.
神不是叫你去做什么大事。
In fact, he's asking you to do something that's very simple.
他只是叫你去做一些很简单的事情。
But the key thing is that he needs to be doing what God is asking him to do.
但是重点就是乃曼要去做神要去做的事情。
See, Naaman, he wanted healing on his own terms.
乃曼他期望是用自己的方法，自己的期望得到医治。
On his own ways.
他是藉着自己想象出来的方法得到医治。
But God had to show him that there is another way.
但是神要去向他显露，神有另外的方法。
It's called God's ways.
这个就是神的方法。
And His ways are higher than our ways.
神的方法是高过我们的方法。
So we need to be ones who would learn to submit to Him.
所以我们要学习去顺服在神的道路、神的方法里面。
And so He had to go and be washed in the Jordan.
所以乃曼要在约旦河里面沐浴。
You may remember the word Jordan means descending, flowing downward.
大家可能记得约旦的意思就是向下流。
And it separates the wilderness from the promised land.
约旦河是将这个应许地和这个旷野分别出来。
And it is what the Israelites had to cross over to go from a land of barrenness to a land of abundance.
这条亦都是以色列人要去过的一条河，使他们能够从这个荒芜的旷野进到去丰盛的应许地里面。
So Jordan is a place of separation.
所以約旦河是一條分別的河。
It's a place where man has to die.
這一條河裡面人的己要去死過來。
And then will flow downward into the Dead Sea.
人的己要向下流，流去死海那裡。
But then we will come out spiritually in newness of life.
但是當我們從這條約旦河出來的時候, 我們就得到新的生命。
As a changed man.
整个生命就得到改变过来,
just as Naaman did when he dipped down.
就好像乃曼一样，当他落到约旦河的时候。
So when he humbled himself and he went into the water,
当他谦虚自己落到水里面的时候,
he was cleansed.
他就得到洁净。
But he had to go down seven times.
但是他要落去七次。
Seven times to signify that this was God's work.
七的意思就是代表着神的工作。
And that God's work is perfect and complete.
神的工作是完全的。
And so God restored him.
所以神就将他医治过来。
Not only was his leprosy cured,
不单止他的麻风得到医治,
but his flesh was restored like the flesh of a little child.
他的皮肤是被恢复到好像一个小朋友的皮肤一样。
Just speaks to the complete work of our Lord.
实在是讲及到主那个工作是如何的完备。
Only God can completely change us like this.
唯有神能够将我们如此的完全的改变过来。
Only God can make us new.
唯有 神能够使我哋变成新。
And restore us to the way that He originally created us.
唯有神能够将我哋恢复到佢原本创造我哋嘅时候嘅境况。
And so when Naaman humbled himself,
所以当乃曼谦卑自己嘅时候
and he listened and followed the ways of God,
佢去服从神嘅命令嘅时候
he was able to receive healing.
佢就得到医治。
And then in response, he confesses the Lord is the God of all the earth.
佢回应神嘅时候佢就宣告神係普天之下嘅神。
That there is no other God in all the earth but in Israel.
除以色列之外普天下没有别的神。
He had finally come to realize that there is no greater king to worship.
佢终于发现除了神以外没有任何的王是值得他去敬拜的。
No greater the king than the king of the heavens.
这个天上的王是比地上的王更大。
And unless we humble ourselves and confess like Naaman, we too will be people who are serving the wrong king.
唯有我们好像乃曼一样将自己谦卑过来。若果我们不敢做的时候我们就会一直是去敬拜侍奉地上的王。
We will find ourselves little used by God.
如果我们不敢做的时候我们会发现我们不会被神去使用。
Because our focus will be on ourselves.
因为我们的重点是放在自己身上面。
Whether it's our work or school.
无论是我们的工作或者我们的学业。
Even our families.
甚至我们的家庭。
The Lord needs to be first.
主要是居在首位。
He needs to be the one who has first place in our lives.
他要在我们的生命中作首位。
Let's look at the remaining verses in this chapter.
我们请继续看这一章圣经余下的一部分。
Let's turn our attention to the person of Naaman.
我们集中在加哈斯这个人身上面。
Read from verses 16 through 27.
我们请读第16节到第27节。
But he said, As the Lord lives before whom I stand, I will take nothing. And he urged him to take it, but he refused. And Naaman said, If not, please let your servant at least be given 2 mule loads of earth. For your servant will no more offer burnt offering, nor will he sacrifice to other gods but to the Lord. In this matter, may the Lord pardon your servant when my master goes in the house of Rimmon to worship there and he leans on my hand, I bow myself in the house of Rimmon. When I bow myself in the house of Rimmon, the Lord pardon your servant in this matter. And he said to him, Go in peace. So he departed from him some distance. But Gehazi, the servant of Elisha, the man of God, thought, Behold, my master has spared this Naaman, the Aramean, but not receiving from his hands what he brought, as the Lord lives, I will run after him and take something from him. So Gehazi pursued Naaman. When Naaman saw one running after him, he came down from the chariot to meet him and said, Is all well? And he said, All is well. My master has sent me, saying, Behold, just now 2 young men of the sons of the prophets have come to me from the hill country of Ephraim. Please give them a talent of silver and 2 changes of clothes. And Naaman said, Be pleased to take 2 talents. And he urged him and bound 2 talents of silver in 2 bags with 2 changes of clothes and gave them to 2 of his servants and they carried them before him. When he came to the hill, he took them from their hand and deposited them in the house and he sent the men away and they departed. But he went in and stood before his master and Elisha said to him, Where have you been, Gehazi? And he said, Your servant went nowhere. Then he said to him, Did not my heart go with you when the men turned from his chariot to meet you? Is it a time to receive money and to receive clothes and olive groves and vineyards and sheep and oxen and male and female servants? Therefore the leprosy of Naaman shall cleave to you and to your descendants forever. So he went out from his presence, a leper as white as snow.
第五章第十六节，唯有一件事，第十六节，以利沙说，我指着所侍奉永生的耶和华起誓，我必不受。乃曼再三的求他，他却不受。乃曼说，你若不肯受，请将2炉子的土赐给仆人。从今以后，仆人再不再将燔祭和平安祭献给别神，只献给耶和华。唯有一件事，愿耶和华饶恕你仆人。我主人进临门庙叩拜的时候，我用手捶他的临门庙，我也不失。我在临门庙屈身的这事，愿耶和华饶恕我。以利沙对他说：你可以平平安安的回去。乃曼就离开他去了，走了不远。神人以利沙的仆人。 基哈西说，我主人不愿从这亚兰人乃曼手中受他带来的礼物，我指着永生的耶和华起誓，我必跑去追上他，向他要些。于是基哈西追赶乃曼，乃曼看见有人追赶，就急忙下车迎着他说，都平安啦，说都平安，我主人打发我来说，刚才有两个少年人是先知门徒，从以法莲山地来见我，请你赐他们一他连德银子，两套衣裳。乃曼说，请受两他连德，再三的请受，便将二他连德银子装在两个口袋里，又将两套衣裳交给两个仆人，他们就在基哈西前头抬走了。到了山冈，基哈西从他们手中接过来，放在屋里，打发他们回去。基哈西进去，立站在他主人面前。以利沙问他说，基哈西，你从哪里来？回答说，仆人没有往哪里去。以利沙对他说，那人下车转回迎你的时候，我的心岂没有去呢？这岂是受银子、衣裳、买橄榄园、葡萄园、羊牛、驴皮的时候呢？因此乃曼的大麻风必沾染你和你的后裔，直到永远。基哈西从以利沙面前退出去，就长了大麻风，像雪那么白。
Gehazi was a servant of Elisha, the man of God.
Gehazi 是以利沙神人的仆人。
Whatever Elisha would ask of him, he would do.
以利沙叫他做什么，他就会做。
You may say that he was an apprentice, a servant in training.
你可以说基哈西是一个门徒。
And you may recall the last time that we studied through the book of 2 Kings chapter 4, that he was one who was used by Elisha to serve that Shunammite woman.
大家記得在列王記下第四章那裡，以利沙是差派基哈西去到服侍那個書念的婦人。
He did what he was told. He was good at that. He was efficient.
他是做以利沙吩咐他所做的事情，他是做得很好的。
You may even say that he was obedient.
你可以說他是服從以利沙，很忠心的。
You know, at some point in time, I think he saw the hand of God and he wanted the things of God.
我相信在他生命中，他的确是见到神的手是作工，他也都是愿意跟随神的。
But then something happened to him along the way.
但是在他跟随主的道路上面，一些事情发生了。
Something or someone bewitched him, got in his way.
相信是有一些事情，有些人来去将他引领去走歪路。
He had started running the course in the right way, but then something interfered.
他开始去赛跑的时候，他跑得好，但是跑到中段的时候，他是走歪了。
From reading about these accounts of Gehazi, whether in chapter 4 or here in chapter 5 or even in chapter 8, I think we can come to see that he was a man who did not have direct revelation from God.
我們在讀列王記第四章、第五章甚至第八章的時候，我們見到基哈西相信這個人他是沒有直接得到神那個的啟示。
He served man, he served Elisha, but he did not serve God.
他服侍人，他服侍以利沙，他卻是沒有服侍神。
I think it speaks to how he was one who was lacking in a real relationship with the Lord.
我實在相信基哈西他是從神沒有一個直接的關係。
I mean, he's only known, recounted as the servant of Elisha, the servant of the man of God.
在聖經裡面記載基哈西只是記著他為以利沙的仆人。
And he was never referred to as the servant of God.
他是聖經沒有記載他是神的仆人。
Now, he was a man who expected a reward.
這個基哈西他期望得到一些獎賞。
Now, you may say that he had a sense of entitlement.
他覺得他是應該是得到一些東西的。
That something was owed to him.
這些可能是過去的。
That he deserved something.
他是覺得自己應該得到一些東西。
And just some kind words or some praise or some thanks were not enough.
他要的不單只是以利沙的一些口頭上面的讚賞。
But he had something material that should be coming to him.
他覺得他是要得到一些物質上面的獎賞。
And so what Elisha had failed to secure from Naaman, he was going to go out and secure.
所以以利沙所拒絕從乃曼得到的禮物，基哈西是想得到。
Because this Naaman owed them something.
因為這個乃曼基哈西覺得他應該要支付一些東西。
Now they had just done such a wonderful work in this person Naaman.
以利沙剛剛在乃曼的身上作了這個神跡。
So at the least he should offer and pay up.
所以基哈西覺得乃曼應該是支付一些金錢。
So he had this covetous heart.
所以基哈西在心裡面就有這個思想。
Right, he wanted to take something that was not his.
他要從乃曼手中得到即使不屬於他的金銀。
So he ran after the man.
所以基哈西就去跑去追禮物。
With the intention of taking something.
他期望得到一些禮物。
As if he were grabbing for it.
好像他去找住這些東西一樣。
But there's a simple lesson for those who are servants of God.
但是這個是對神的僕人一件很簡單的功課。
That the ministry is not a matter of what it is that we take.
我們中間的服侍不是講及到我們能夠得到什麼。
It's a matter of what we give.
重點是我們能夠付出什麼。
That if you want to be a servant of God,
如果你願意作為神的僕人,
then you will be asked to give.
神要求你將你自己付出來。
We have to put away our old way of thinking, just taking, just receiving.
我們要將過去要得到一些東西這個思想來挪走。
And we need to lean on the Lord.
我們要倚靠主。
We have to understand that He's the one who gives us that ability to give.
我們要明白主就是那一位賜我們能力去付出的那一位。
Because He has first given to us in abundance.
因為他首先將豐盛賜過給我們。
So that there is no lack.
使我們沒有任何的欠缺。
But Naaman, Gehazi had no comprehension of this.
但是基哈西完全得不到這個啟示。
So he ran after this man.
所以他就跑去追禮物。
Now Gehazi was a man who was a picture of one who was right externally, but inwardly was corrupt.
在基哈西裏面我們見到一幅圖畫，就是一個外表看來是很好的僕人，但是在裏面卻是腐敗的。
Up until this point, he did all the right things.
在這個故事之前，他所做的都是對的。
He listened to Elisha.
他聽以利沙的話。
And it appeared that he carried out the duties faithfully.
他亦都忠心地去成全以利沙所叫他做的工作。
But here we can see the wickedness of his heart.
但是在這裏我們看到他的心是如何的腐敗。
He was a man who looked good on the outside, but on the inside he was wicked.
他外表看來是很好，但是他內裡是充滿了罪惡。
Not only did he appear to do all the right things, but he even knew how to say the right things.
不單止他曉得去做一些對的事情，但是他亦都曉得去講什麼是對的。
If we see his response in verse 20,
我們在第20節那裡看到他的回答。
When he approached, when he caught up with Naaman.
當他追到乃曼的時候。
Not when he caught up, but then as he was running out to him, his attitude was, As the Lord lives, I will run after him and take something from him.
當他準備去追禮曼的時候，他就這樣說，他說，我指著永生耶和華起誓，我必跑去追上他。
As the Lord lives.
我們指著永生耶和華起誓。
This was something that he had probably heard dozens, if not hundreds of times from his master, Elisha.
相信這句話，他從以利沙的口中聽過幾百次。
For we know that Elisha and actually even Elijah before him use this phrase many times, as the Lord lives.
因為大家知道以利沙甚至以利亞，他都是經常用這句，我指著永生耶和華起誓。
As the Lord lives, this and this is going to happen.
我指著永生耶和華起誓，這件事情會發生。
So he had the same thought, the same attitude, the same words in his mind, off his lips.
基哈西的口唇, 就走出同他说,
As the Lord lives, I will run after him.
我指着永生的耶和华起誓, 我必跑去追上他。
It's really a warning to us that we need to be careful about the words, the attitude that we have.
这个实在是对我们, 一些的提醒, 要我们去, 提醒我们, 要去, 看看我们自己口出来所说的一切话。
We want to sound spiritual. We want to say, we want to pray the same way that we hear our elderly brethren pray.
我们个个都想讲一些属灵的话, 我们好像学习一些年长, 弟兄的祷告。
It sounds so good. So many of the other brothers and sisters say amen to their prayers.
因为他们讲得很好,很文雅, 其他弟兄姊妹听到他们祈祷的时候都大大声阿门。
I want to sound just like him.
我希望我所讲的就好像他们所讲的。
I want to pray just like her.
我希望祈祷就好像这个姊妹一样。
I'll just add in a few extra words here, just like what they say.
或者我会在他们的话再加少少我自己的句子。
Or I will cite some scripture.
或者我是在圣经里面去找几段去背出来。
That ought to be impressive.
这样做的时候我所讲的一定会得到其他人的欣赏。
But we know that the Lord is not impressed.
但我们知道主是不会这样欣赏的。
That there are no style points of our Lord.
因为在主的面前他不介意我们外表所讲的一切。
That everything is open and laid bare before his eyes.
因为一切事情在他面前都是显露出来的。
He knows our hearts and our intentions.
他知道我们的心, 知道我们的意念。
And he just wants us to be real.
主只是希望我们诚诚实实的走在他面前。
He just wants us to be ourselves.
主只是希望我们照我们本相的来到他面前。
But ourselves in Christ.
但当然是我们在主里面那个自己。
That we don't need to be superficial.
我们不需要是外表的。
Because that's not the type of people that God has made us.
因为神造我们,不是要我们做一些很表面的人。
He's regenerated us.
他已经使我们重生过来。
And so we can have this real life with him.
使我们能够与神有一个诚实,真实的关系。
Gehazi had many opportunities to do what was right.
基哈西在这里,他有很多机会去做对的事情。
But each time he just went farther and farther into his sin and his deception.
但每一次他都选择是更加深入的,是走进他的罪里面。
Now in verse 21, he was asked by Naaman, is all well?
在第21节,那里乃曼问基哈西,都平安吗?
Can you picture this? Gehazi had in his mind this scheme, this plan, that he was going to take advantage of Naaman.
大家想不想象到基哈西在他脑海里面有这个计划要拿乃曼着数?
And Naaman asked him, is all well?
乃曼问他平安吗?
With sincerity of heart.
我相信乃曼是很充心的问他平安吗?
And here was Gehazi taking that all that sincerity and he's going to just stab him and figuratively stab him and just take and rob him.
但是基哈西他是利用他这个冲心，他是要去抢夺乃曼的金银。
And so then Naaman offered him a talent, a second talent.
所以乃曼他就是将一个他连德是赐给他。
You know that's the terrible thing about sin.
罪是一个很坏的特点。
It's something that we can so easily rationalize.
在罪里面我们是很容易去
we can justify, that we can make excuses for.
在罪里面我们时常都愿意去解释自己，去觉得使我们自己觉得是对的。
And we just fall farther and farther into it.
当我们这样做的时候，我们就落在罪里面就更加深。
And not only that, but then we see the enemy just take advantage of the situation.
亦都见到仇敌在这个情况里面，他要去拿着数。
Gehazi, he only wanted one talent of silver.
基哈西只是要求得到一他连德。
Two changes of clothes.
两套衣裳。
That's a small portion.
可能是比较少的一份。
I mean, the U.S. government charges more than that, right?
大家都知道,
pay more in taxes than this.
美国政府, 去收我们的税比这些更多.
This is less than the 9 or 10% sales tax that we have to pay.
这些比我们每一天给的10%的销售税更少.
Gehazi, I'm going to let this man off easy.
基哈西就说,
I only want one talent.
我只想得到一他連得.
But then Naaman offers him two.
但是乃曼他是说会将两个他连得.
Please take two talents.
请接受两个他连得.
You and your master have done so well for me.
你和你的主人,
I'm a new man.
我是新人.
Please take it.
请收了这两个他连得.
Gehazi was, no, I can't take two. I just need one.
基哈西拒絕，我只需要一個啫。
Gehazi had to urge him. You see that word? In verse 23, he urged him and bound two talents of silver.
乃曼，他要求他接受这两个他连得。
Gehazi was still full of pretense, false modesty.
基哈西是很虚假的来去谦虚。
He wanted to make it seem like it was a small thing.
基哈西願意拉曼覺得這些是很小的事情.
But the enemy knew.
但是仇敵知道.
And the enemy allowed him to stumble even more.
仇敵是要基哈西跌得更加深.
Farther and farther into deceit and sin.
使他更加深入的墮落在罪裡面.
And so even though he had only asked for one,
所以虽然基哈西只是要求一个他连得,
we know his heart was in for more.
我们知道他的心里面希望,
so that's why Naaman had to urge him to take a second one.
所以乃曼他是要去要求,
not only was he given a second one, but he was given two servants to carry all the riches.
不单止他得到第二个他连得, 他亦得到两个仆人, 是帮他 去抬这两套衣裳.
Sometimes the enemy makes it so smooth and so easy for us to just keep going down that way away from God.
很多时候仇敌就是用很多的方法使我们很顺利地离开神的.
But God is merciful and gracious. And just like he gave Naaman a second chance,
就好像神给乃曼第二次机会,
he gives Gehazi second chance.
他亦都给基哈西第二次的机会.
So when Gehazi returned, after he had hidden the riches and the clothing in his house, and he met Elisha,
当基哈西将他所握回来的钱财收起来来到以利沙面前的时候,
Elisha asked him, where have you been?
以利沙就问他, 你从哪里来呢?
There, once again, God gives him a chance to escape from temptation, from sin.
在这里神给基哈西第二次机会使他能够脱离他的罪.
But he just continued along and kept up his deception.
但基哈西继续他的罪.
He said, your servant went nowhere.
仆人没有往哪里去.
Oh, how sad of a situation.
实在是很可惜的.
That he would be so lost and so unaware and so steeped in sin that he could not extract himself.
他是堕在罪一个地步，他是没办法自拔。
We are warned from the Apostle Paul that those who want to get rich fall into temptation and a snare.
我们在保罗的书信被提醒，我们钱财就好像一个陷阱一样是。
For the love of money is the root of all sorts of evil.
因为金钱是万恶之根.
And some by longing for it have wandered away from the faith.
很多人因着爱钱财就离开了起初的信.
Gehazi was one who had a covetous heart.
基哈西他的心里面就有了这个贪婪.
On the outside he looked all good.
在外表他看上去是很好.
But on the inside, we know he was corrupt.
但是在里面他是腐败的.
It took some time for it to come out, for him to really be tested.
可能要用一些时间来去考验他.
But it came out in such a terrible way.
但是他的命的腐败,他是在这个故事里面走出来。
He should have been one who was applauding the miracle that God had just performed.
他原本是应该因着神在乃曼身上的医治来去赞美神的。
But instead, he looked at it as an opportunity to take advantage of the situation.
但是他却是看这个为一个机会,使他能够去得到一些着数。
So before we end, I'd like to look at one more servant.
所以完结之前，我愿意同大家再读多一个仆人。
Because the two servants that we have spoken about here in 2 Kings chapter 5, they do not provide us with exactly the best examples.
因为在第五章这两个仆人，那个给我们不是最好的比喻比例。
They serve more as warnings of what we should not be of. What we need to be careful of.
这两个仆人的故事，相信是一个反面教材。
We cannot go too far talking about servants here in this account without, of course, talking about the servant Elisha.
如果我们要在这里要讲仆人的服侍的学习，我们不能够不讲以利沙。
For he was a man of God.
因为他是神人。
And he was one who looked to give God opportunities to be able to work.
他是一个时常是让神得到机会去工作的一个仆人。
You know, whether in small things with widows or those who were childless, those who had lost children, to these great things, the matters of kings, of nations.
无论是一些小的事情，可能是同一个寡妇的际遇，直到一些很大的事情，好像王的元帥一樣。
He always seemed to be able to find a way to let God work and intervene.
他是时常的，是要将神，使神有机会能够在每一件事上面都能够掌权。
And so when Naaman came to the king of Israel with this letter from the king of Aram, Elisha appreciated the gravity of the situation.
所以当乃曼带着阿兰王的信来到以色列王的面前的时候，以利沙。
Of how this crazy request to cure a man of leprosy could turn into some sort of international crisis.
他曉得這件無稽的要求能夠成為一個國際性的災難。That a quarrel
or a war would start because of this.
以利沙見到很可能就因為這封信戰爭能夠開始。
So Elisha told the king, let him come to me and he shall know that there is a prophet in Israel.
所以以利沙就跟以利以色列王这样讲，使这个人来到我当中，他就知道以色列当中有先知了。Elisha
was ready to show that there was a God in this land.
以利沙是准备好告诉乃曼听，以利在这个地里面。
And this God speaks through and works through his prophets.
而这个神是藉着他的先知来去工作。You
know that Elisha was one who responded to God and not men.
我们在这里看到以利沙只是向神回应而已，他不会回应人的。When
Naaman came with his entourage and all the pomp and all the fanfare,
当乃曼是带着 车马很宏伟的来到以利沙家的当中，
He didn't come out and greet him.
以利沙没有走出来去接待他。
I mean, if that were us and we hear all this noise and all this commotion, what do? We look out our windows. Oh, and then we go out, oh, look at this parade. This is great.
如果是我们看到外面这么热闹，我们就会很兴奋的走出去。
But Elisha would have none of it. He knew that Naaman was coming.
但是以利沙，他是不着重在这些事情上面，他知道乃曼会来。But
he didn't want to be distracted. He didn't want to be fazed. He didn't want to fall into temptation.
但是他不愿意让这些事情去打扰他向神的专心。Because
his mind was set in serving God's interest, not in satisfying his own curiosities.
因为以利沙是专注的去服侍主，他不愿意让周围的热闹来去打扰他。
And then of course after Naaman had been cured, he turned down the gifts.
当然在这里见到，当乃曼医治好被医治的时候，以利沙是拒绝乃曼一切的礼物。
I mean, even after Naaman had urged him, he turned it down. As the Lord lives before whom I stand, I will take nothing.
但即使乃曼的是三番四次的要他接受礼物的时候，以利沙都是这样讲，我指着所侍奉永生的耶和华起誓，我必不受。
Now, he had a very clear conscience.
所以在以利沙在神面前有一个很无愧的良心。
And he wanted to establish a very clear testimony.
他希望去做一个很纯洁的见证出来。
God's favor, God's grace, it cannot be purchased.
神的恩典是不能够用金钱去买的。
Now, we may have all the gold, we may have all the riches, all the power. We may have so many accomplishments, but this is all nothing in God's eyes.
可能我们有很多的金钱，有很多的成就，但在神的眼前，这些都不属于什么。
We can never pay for nor repay what God does for us.
我们永远不能够用金钱来去支付或者去回报神对我们的恩典。
God's grace is priceless.
神的恩典是无价的。
And then when even Naaman wanted to respond and worship the Lord.
在这里，乃曼是愿意回应来去敬拜神。
In verse 17, when he wanted, when after Elisha had refused to take anything, the Naaman said, he thought, well, give me 2 mule loads of earth. That way I can build an altar and I can worship the Lord.
乃曼被以利沙拒绝之后， 乃曼是在第七节那里讲，是将两炉子的土赐给我，使我不需要再将燔祭、平安祭献给别神。
So in reading through the subsequent verses, we know that Elisha did not honor this request.
我们在这个故事里面见到，以利沙同样没有去答应乃曼这个要求。
Why was it that he had to ask for dirt?
为什么乃曼要求得到两驴子所孭到的土呢？
I mean, if the waters up in Damascus were better than the waters down here in the Jordan, Israel, then why wouldn't the dirt up there also be better?
如果大马士革的河是比以色列的河更加好，大马士革的土不是应该比以色列的土更加好吗？
But this is erroneous thinking.
但实在这些是错误的思想。
Not only is the dirt not better in Damascus, the dirt in Israel is not any better either.
不单止大马士革的土不算得什么，以色列的土同样不算得什么。
I think Elisha was concerned that Naaman would turn this altar into some idol.
我相信以利沙在这里，他是不希望乃曼将这些土，将这些坛变成一个偶像。
That he would bring along all his friends and all his servants and said, this is the dirt from Israel where I was healed by that Jordan.
以利沙不希望乃曼将这些土带回去他的家，向其他人宣告，这些土就是在以色列那里我是被神医治所带回来的土。
The dirt and the altar would then become the object of veneration. It would become that which was revered and respected and perhaps even worshipped like an idol.
这些土就变成被人去神圣化的，被人去敬拜的，变成偶像一样。
This is the way of man. We degenerate.
这些就是人的方法，我们是将这些东西变成一些偶像。
So Elisha wanted to make sure that there would be none of this.
所以以利沙他实在是要很坚决的，要不容许这些事情发生。
So he ignored him in this request.
所以他是没有答应乃曼的要求。
And he ignored him in the next request.
他同样没有答应乃曼下一个要求。
That he would be granted pardon when he would return back home and worship with his king, the king of Aram, in this house of Rimmon, the foreign god.
乃曼就是要求以利沙饶恕他，当他回到家的时候，他是跟他主人一起去敬拜其他神，乃曼是要求以利沙赦免他这个罪。
know, Naaman was just a young believer, a person who had just experienced the Lord.
乃曼是一个很年轻的信主的人，他刚刚信主的。
And there was still much that he could fall to pray into.
他有很多事情，他可能是会再一次跌在罪的里面。
Now, as believers in the Lord, we should not presuppose that we're going to stumble when we're placed in a situation.
作为信主的人，我们不应该认为我们是有一个权利去再一次跌在罪的里面。
We should not assume in advance that we're going to sin and that we need to ask for forgiveness.
我们不应该向主有这样的要求，我将会犯罪，求你赦免我。
Now, this is the wrong attitude.
这个是一个不对的态度。
Because we're belittling the power of God, the power of the Spirit to be able to allow us to overcome these situations.
因为我们将主使我们能够胜过罪的权柄变得微小。
So we need to learn to rely on the Holy Spirit to give us the way, to show us the way out.
所以我们要学习去依靠圣灵，使我们能够胜过所有的罪。
Rather than to try to prearrange everything in advance so that things will not be so bad.
我们不要好像乃曼那样计划好了，求主赦免我们将来要犯的罪。
So I'm not telling you this morning that it's okay not to prepare.
我今天早上不是告诉大家你不需要去预备。
What I want to say is that we need to look to the Lord.
但是我愿意跟大家分享，去勉励大家，我们要去依靠神。To look
to the Lord to lead us in whatever situation. It may look good, it may look difficult. We need to look to the Lord to lead us.
无论是一些好的情况，坏的情况，我们都要将我们的眼目放在主的身上面。
So I think this is part of the testimony that Elisha wanted to establish.
实在相信以利沙在这里就是希望建造这个见证。
He wanted to be clear that we serve a living God.
以利沙是要很明显地告诉乃曼，他是服侍一个又真又活的神。
A God who answers our prayers, who sees us and knows us.
而这位神是会回应答应我们的祈祷，他是在天上观看我们每一个人。A
God who wants us to focus on Him and a God who gives us a way out.
神是希望我们将我们的精神专注在祂身上。So
he tells him to go in peace.
所以以利沙就叫乃曼，你可以平平安安的回去。
That all will be well. You don't have to worry about anything.
他是告诉乃曼听，你不需要去担心什么，你可以平平安安地去。
The last point that I'd like to share this morning with you about the person of Elisha and his service was that he was a man who had a true heart.
最后一点关于以利沙的，就是他这个人，他有一个诚实的心。
In verses 25 and 26, when Gehazi returned and was trying to hide and deceive,
在第25节和第26节，当基哈西回来的时候，基哈西他是要将他的罪收藏起来的时候，
Elisha said, did not my heart go with you?
在第26节那里说，我的心岂没有去吗？去呢？
He cared for the things of his servant.
以利沙他是顾念到他仆人的事情。
His welfare was on his mind.
基哈西的
No, Elisha was not just focused on his own service or on himself.
以利沙不只是单单是集中在他自己的服侍身上面。
He was not just overly preoccupied on those that needed the healing or that needed the help.
他不只是顾念到有哪个需要得到医治，有哪个需要什么。
But his heart was also on Gehazi, his servant.
但他的心同样是在基哈西的身上，他的仆人。
He had a love for the servant, just as we must have that love for those that God places before us.
他对他的仆人有这个爱，同样今天我们对我们身边的人都要有这个神的爱。
And because he had a heart for Gehazi, he knew what happened.
因为他对基哈西有这个心，他晓得发生了什么事情。
He could tell.
他知道发生了什么事情。
It's almost like you know our moms.
就好似我哋嘅母亲一样。
You know, when we do something wrong, you may remember when you were a child. I know that may be a long time ago for many of you.
可能我哋细个嘅时候做咗一啲嘅曳嘅事情。
But mom always knew.
我哋母親，我哋媽媽都知道發生咗咩事。
It's like she had eyes on the back of her head.
就好似喺我哋嘅背脊有眼睛。Or she had a
bunch of spies or cameras somewhere.
或者佢裝咗好多嘅閉路電視嚟去監視我哋所做嘅事情。
Always looking and watching over us.
時常嘅去睇住我哋。
This was kind of like who Elisha was.
就好似以利沙一樣。
Spiritually, his heart was in tune with those that he was around.
他的灵是知道他周围的人所发生的事情。So
he knew that Gehazi had done that which was wrong.
所以他知道基哈西犯了罪。It
was not so much the matter of receiving money.
不单只是骗钱财的一part.
But it was a matter of his timing.
是他的时间那一方面。
That his timing was terribly poor.
基哈西做这件事情的时间是不对。
Here was this individual, someone who had just turned to the Lord.
在这件事情上面，我们看到乃曼刚刚的转向神。
And you go about to take advantage of it.
但是你竟然在这件事情上面要拿着数。
And so this was what was so troubling.
所以这件事就是这个罪的问题所在。
And then on top of that, just the lie after lie, the scheming, all the covetousness.
同样，他在这件事情，他是讲了很多的大话，不断的讲大话。
He was certainly a servant who had a wicked heart.
他是一个坏的仆人。
And so, therefore, he pronounced this curse on Naaman. The leprosy shall cleave to him and to his descendants forever.
所以在这里，以利沙就这样说，乃曼的大麻风必沾染到你和你的后裔。
Now that's a terrible thing about sin.
罪是一件很可怕的后果。
It doesn't only affect us, but it also affects our families.
不单只是影响我们自己，更加是影响我们的家人。
That the choices that we make are far-reaching, much farther-reaching than we would ever think.
我们所选择的后果是很大的。
There is no small sin.
没有一件罪是小罪。
And there is no small sin that we can just hide away thinking that it only affects us.
没有一件小罪是只会影响我们自己的。
But it affects the family, our physical or earthly families and our spiritual family.
所有的罪都会影响到我们的家，不单止是我们地上的家，亦都是灵里面的家。
So it was not Elisha who really was cursing or judging Naaman.
所以在这里不是以利沙去诅咒基哈西。Excuse me, judging
Gehazi. It was really the Lord's judgment on him. It was something that Gehazi had brought upon himself.
他是神自己在审判基哈西，是基哈西罪有应得的。
You may say this is God's tough love on us.
这个就是神对我们这个爱。
So we know that we are not people who are just called to love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth.
叫我们看见我们不是用我们的口唇外表去敬拜神，但是他是用我们的心灵诚实去敬拜神。
Sin cannot go undealt with. Sin cannot go undealt with. It cannot be unpunished.
没有罪是能够不被惩罚的。
Otherwise, God would not be righteous.
如果不是这样的时候，神就不是一个公义的神。
So there would be no truth, no absolute standard. If everything was just wishy-washy.
如果罪是没有惩罚的时候，神里面就没有一个标准。
And there's no two ways about it. God does not have any double standards.
神是没有两个标准的。
And so God had to judge this wicked servant's heart.
所以神是要去在这里审判这个坏的仆人。
But thanks be to God that His grace and His mercy extends and covers us in our time of need.
但感謝主，祂的憐憫，祂是在我們有需要的時候，能夠遮蓋我們。
May we learn to let go of ourselves and all of our erroneous thinking.
願意我們將我們的自己，我們裡面一切錯謬的思想都放低。
All of ourself, all of our pride.
將我們的自己，我們的驕傲都放低。
And may we turn our eyes to the right King.
將我們的眼睛轉向這個天上的王。
Not just any king, but the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
不是地上一切的王，祂是萬王之王，萬主之主。
And in so doing, we will learn, we will be able to grow in the grace of our Lord Jesus.
當我們這樣做的時候，我們就會在神的恩典裡面慢慢地成長過來。
And we will learn to come and worship Him and to serve Him.
我們懂得來到神的面前，來去敬拜，服侍祂。
With that right heart.
亦都懂得用一個對的心來去敬拜祂。
With that which is pleasing to our Lord.
當我們這樣做的時候，我們就得到神的喜悅了。
For we all long to hear our Lord say unto us.
因為我們每一個人都是期望神這樣對我們這樣說。
Well done, good and faithful servant.
你是良善又忠心的仆人。
You have been faithful in very few things.
你在小事上忠心。
I will put you in charge of many things.
我會將更大的事情交託在你手上面。
Enter into the joy of the Master.
使你能夠進入主人的喜樂裡面。
So today, brethren, I want to encourage you to enter into the joy of the Master.
所以今日願意鼓勵弟兄姊妹能夠進入主人的喜樂裡面。
And let us look to Him to be our reward and our satisfaction.
使我們能夠仰望神。 在神那裡得到所應得的獎賞。
Let's bow our heads and turn our attentions back to the Lord.
我們請低頭祈禱。
Father God, we thank you and praise you so much that you're a God of great compassion.
天父，我們感謝你，你是一個充滿憐憫的神。
Your mercies are new every morning.
你的恩典，你的憐憫，每一早晨都是新的。
And your grace is so abundant.
你的恩典是豐盛的。
We know we are those who have served the wrong king in our lives.
我們曉得過去的日子，我們是服侍了一個錯誤的王。
That we have gone the wrong way in the past.
我們走錯了我們的路。
But you have showed us a better way.
但是主，你已經將更好的道路顯露過給我們看。
And you have brought us near so that we may be able to know thee.
使我們能夠親近你，使我們能夠認識你。
And not only to know thee, but to worship thee and to serve thee.
亦都唔單止係使我哋親近你，亦都讓我哋能夠有機會去敬拜讚美你。
This morning we want to place ourselves on that altar of sacrifice.
今天早上願意將我哋自己放喺祭壇上面。
That you may be able to inspect us.
使你能夠去監察我哋。
See if there's any wicked way within us.
使我哋裡面有啲咩係有罪嘅。
Remove all those external matters, all those areas of pretense, of superficiality.
將所有是屬外表的虛偽的事情挪走。
So that we could have a pure and undivided heart for you.
使我們有一個專心、忠心的心向著你。
So that we would have our eyes and our hearts singly and solely on you.
眼睛、心都是單單的仰望我們的主。
We pray that your work within the household of God would be built up.
願意你在神的家的工作能夠被建立。
And that your testimony would be established.
使你的見證能夠被建立。
So that you could gain what it is that you deserve.
使你能夠得到你所應得的。
We commit ourselves unto you this day.
今日再一次將自己交喺你嘅手中。
In Jesus' name we pray.
祈禱係奉耶穌嘅名求。
Amen.
Amen.